Hello, this is Kathy Cook, Soul, Body, Mind, and Spirit. Welcome to the show and BBS Radio. The call-in numbers are 877-876-5227, that's USA only, and toll-free is 888-815-9756, USA and Canada. The direct line is 530-876-3222. Callers are welcome. Today's show is going to be on All About You and What Is Inside of You. The soul is all about how God the Creator sent it to us as a gift. That's what He created us with. That is the only image that He gave to us. And we're going to talk about dreams, and we're going to talk about the inside of ourselves. So please call in at any time. Now, if you have any questions during your readings, feel free to ask the questions. And also, if there's any type of different readings that you would like, then feel free to ask for those as well. In the physical realm, man learns about himself, and some call that the consciousness. Did you know that? Soul is not the mind, it's the man. And most religious teachings, they work on building the intellect. Did you know that? And not the mind. But the mind is what they work on, the spirit of man, and never develop the one soul. Have you ever heard of reap what one sows? That's trying to identify with oneself the good and the bad of emotions. And our emotions are our experiences, what one's feeling. And consequences have a home of their own. See, we have different types of feelings, but the doing behavior is what we can get out of. You know, we can headache, we can have a stomach ache, we can turn on some music, we can think about things, which is the mind. We can do all types of stuff in our doing behavior of experiences that surround the consequence inside of our body's mind. And that is what I want to get to the root of with each person that calls in. Or I'll just talk about it until I get a caller. But it brings some peace of mind and harmony. That's what we want to work on. You see, it brings us closer to God, the divinity inside. Freeing one's mind. Meditation. Meditation equals listening, active listening to oneself and God. And God is whatever you want to call God inside, you know. I just want to ask you, what's to the left of you? And what's to the right of you? What's above you? What's below you? What's in front of you? What's behind you? And what's within you? But the I am. The I am in me. God's all around. He's everywhere. And so, if we do our thinking inside ourselves, we become the oneness within ourselves and God. And so that's what we want to do. We want to become aware, the awareness. What's that calling that you have that yearns inside yourself, that intrusive fire, that fire that you have building inside yourself, that you want to know, what is it? What is it? You look at that what. That when, that where, that how. There's your why. There's your why to your answer every single time. You know that? Because we're always going, why this and why that and why. What, when, where, how. There's that why. That's the questions. I seek understanding. And not answers, because if I look for my questions, always following is more and more and more and more and more questions, and only God has all the answers. So if I seek understanding, then I gain the wisdom of the knowledge to apply to my wisdom all the time. That's the way I look at it. It's like this little prism that you look inside, and you can turn it like a kaleidoscope and get different perspectives of everything, because everything connects like a dot. You know, out there in those stars, stars being born all the time. Well, and also in meditations, someone asked me, how do you meditate? And I sit there and I think of one word, one particular word, like light, 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 or God, light, light, light. And I stop my mind, because the mind wants to gain control and it just wants to please us. The mind, the subconscious mind, all it wants to do is give us pleasure. And it'll make us stand on our heads. It'll make us do anything in the world to get us to gain pleasures, because that's what it's there for. And so we have to quieten our mind. We have to take the cotton out of our ears and place it in our mouth so that we can hear what God is wanting us to hear, the Creator. And that is meditations, listening, listening for the signs. So you see, if a thought comes into your mind, acknowledge that thought, because it's wanting to be acknowledged. Say, I acknowledge you thought. I will think about you in 5 minutes, or give it a time limit. Say 5 minutes, and I will either write about you, or I will think about you again in 5 minutes. But right now, I'm thinking about the beautiful light, the bright light, because I'm on a Pathfinder's way. And then, think again about the light. And then you will finally realize that you're routing a new way into your brain, because you're cleaning it out like a Roto-Rooter, you know? Clean out those synapses to the neurotransmitters that fire. And then before you know it, you're on your way to just one thought. But later on, give yourself a break and write about that thought that keeps coming up. And that brings you to your dreams, where you generate your own dreams, which are your past, present, and future. Callers are welcome, by the way. If you get a call, BBS, just send them on through, and I'll stop and pause. That number again, before I get into dreams, is 877-876-5227. That's USA only. And toll-free is 888-815-9756. That's USA and Canada. The direct line is 530-876-3222. Okay. We generate our dreams in our past, present, and future, using analogies and symbolic meanings. Since the beginning, the very beginning, throughout our history, to feel one's dreams in attempts to understand the true meaning of one's dream state. To me, the dream is defining an individual, its individual self, not universal. The need to examine the person and people, places, and things, you know, along the way. The avenues that we map out, you know, like in scenery and in billboards and maps along the way. It's the events of the true life that we have gone through in our past and in our present day, and some futures along the way. You see, we try to understand what our stage is, one's play in life. And in our play in life, We are our own director. We are our own stage hand. We choose and pick the people that play in our play. And we are not controlled. We have our own power of our plays in life. But what we end up doing is we allow others to direct ourselves in our play in life. We give our power out. So let me ask you a question. Can you really give out your power? Do you have power over your children or other people? For an example, if there's something on the floor and you ask someone to pick it up or tell them usually, pick that up or could you pick that up? It's all in the way you speak it. Of course I can pick that up. But they can pick that up. But are they going to pick it up? Probably not, because you said, could you pick that up? But if you say, will you pick that up? You'll get more out of them because you're asking them, will they? But you can't make them pick it up because you don't have the power to, because they're their own person. So when we go to sleep at night, what I do is the last thing on my mind that I want to get an answer to, I place it in my thought process, and then I dream about it. And the next thing in the morning is my answer. But I have to grab it really, really quick because the thought process starts right when I wake up in the daytime. And all the stuff starts. The little processes of thought come along the way from my subconscious mind to my conscious mind. But there's that answer, lickety-split, right there. And another thing, ask yourself, am I in my dream? Am I literally in my dream? Or am I watching myself dream? Because if I am in my dream, I'm on a vision quest. I'm on something that I am an idea, an analogy, or either I'm helping doing something. I'm working on something. I'm even setting a goal. But if I'm watching myself dream, it's a wish, a want, or a desire I'm trying to figure out and fix so that I can maybe fix something in my future or in the present time. Feelings create our dreams, you know. And think of this. If someone's afraid, let me give you my example. If I'm afraid of something, like I was afraid to go to the dog pound. My son went to pick out a dog, and he wanted to rescue it. But I didn't want to go because I wanted to take all those animals home. And I was so afraid. But, you know, I'm going to have to face that fear in one way or another. It's going to come around in another way. So if I'm afraid of that, then I'm going to have a fearful dream will occur in my awakening as well as in my sleep life, in my actions that cause my subconscious reactions. Okay, now think of this. If we throw out our feelings in a fearful energy, then the defense mechanisms flare up, and I'm on guard consciously and thinking of all those little dogs all the time. It's a vicious cycle that starts. So you know what I ended up doing? Working for the Humane Society. And I brought dogs home. First dog I brought home was a St. Bernard. Yep. And then think of other things that you're afraid of, or people, how they wake up with that fearful dream and then they lash out at something else, or someone else, or a job or something that caused them something to be afraid of. It deep roots inside. And then I think of this for myself. Courage is fear that has said its prayer. So I go to prayer and pray about it. And You know the Chinese handcuffs where you pull and 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 you can't get them to get loose. But if you just let go, then they just, your fingers just pull right out of that mesh. Or you think of the dead man's float in the ocean, right? When you are swimming and swimming and swimming against the current, and you just lay there and on your back or on your front and just hold your head out, right? You just let go and you just float. Everything's like that. If you just let go and float free, then you just are free from all that debris. So that's two different things. All right, even a knot in your shoe or in a chain, the more you tug on it, the tighter it gets. But the more you just let it go and loosely untie it, it just unties. And there's different analogies of everything, you know. But soul searching, the soul is the man. Holistically, always, the Creator calms the heart in the garden and realizing that one creates his own reality. I'm creating my own reality right now. If I stay in the moment, in the present moment of what I will be done. Because remember, yesterday's a canceled chat. It's already gone, done, and been spent. Tomorrow's a promissory note. I don't know if it's there or not. And today's that ready cash, and I got to use it wisely. My moments and time well spent. And stay positive. Stay so positive. And I'm not going to be a karma vehicle for anyone. I'm not going to carry around other people's stuff. Therefore, I'm not going to dream about it. I'm not going to allow other people's fear to come into my life. Only my fears that I need to conquer. You know? I'm going to shut those doors. I'm going to shield myself. And shielding is placing a bubble, placing something around myself. And the prayers, or even the angels, or a totem. An animal totem, which is when I do a reading with you, I will have you pick an animal, any kind of animal, any type, and we'll work on that. We'll work on colors. We'll work on rooms. We'll let you paint the room. We'll work on the planet and the light, and you'll get to choose what planet you want to be with, and we'll pick something on Earth. Oh, there's so many different ways to manifest the way you want to be. You get to choose your own way, being your body, mind, spirit, and soul. If I seek that understanding of something, it shall be the lasting feeling that I want to ponder and pray and meditate to fall asleep upon anyway. In the waking sleep or the dreamlike sleep. Anyway, that's a food for thought for you. That felt good to talk about. The numbers to call in are 877-876-5227. That's USA only. And toll free is 888-815-9756, that's USA and Canada, and 530-876-3222. That's the direct line. So feel free to call in at cbsradio.com. Oh, I wanted to tell y'all, on the main webpage of cbsradio.com, they've got all kinds of stuff on there. People that like to blog, you know, they've got this author's inkwell, and you can write anything you wish on there. It is really neat. I found that the other day. It's author's inkwell. It's called Blog in Service. They've got the spiritual notebook there. It's all full of information, gorgeous information. and they thought self-awareness and just so many different things. CBS is chock full of information. And if you Google or Yahoo search CBS.com, it tells all kinds of stuff. So listen up and tune in to CBSRadio.com because it will just fill your mind, spirit, body, and soul. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to read to y'all. How about that? I'm just going to turn to any page. To seek God's wisdom and knowledge and guidance, I learned to grow and strive. I gave up my will to be done, but I always gained my will back. You know, I was a hard-headed person. It took me a long time of solitude to get back into myself. You know, I had to go through so many lessons to realize that my soul was what I needed to work on, not my spirit, because my spirit is part of my soul, okay? But my spirit also is part of my body. I'm not reading from anything. I'm just talking now. Because if my body that houses my spirit and houses my soul, it communicates to me and it communicates outwardly, okay? And the spirit world is out there, what we pick up on with people, places, and things. But the mind intellect is what is speaking and communicating through the spirit. Now, if I listen with my heart, that's the purest place I can be. But if I surrender to myself and let myself be me, then I embrace myself. And I realize that I have to forgive myself first and then go to others. And then that way, I'm just so forgiving of all the things that I didn't mean to do. And I also realize another thing. Saying sorry. People throw around, "I'm sorry," a lot, which they really mean they're sorry. But isn't sorry something you've done intentional? It's an intentional thing. So wouldn't it be pardon me? I tell you, there's so much I want to cover. Wind blows where it wills, picking itself up where it once stood still. It doesn't know where it's going to go or where it's going to come or stay. So is that of the spirit. Just if you hear of it, as so as many of us born of the soul and spirit. We need to learn to fly. We need to learn to be a part of it. We need to learn to be part of ourselves again. We need to learn to be who we are again and quit looking outside for others to fix us all the time. We need to learn what others have, quit trying to dwell on what other people think, feel, see, and do of us, and learn what we think, feel, see, and do of us. Does that make any sense? If we actually listen to ourselves, then we'll set ourselves free.
patience is a virtue, though. A lot of times we want things right away. And if we stay in the moment, then that way we'll always know that the reason of things first were born always of air and breathing, and were born also to have to reproduce. Those are the two things we're born in life for, to breathe and reproduce. And passion, I want to talk about passion. Passion first. In passion, you have this. You have the passion of meaning, of all things. What I'm doing right now is passion. What you're doing right now is passion. No matter whether you like it or not, whatever in the instant inkling of time is your passion. What you're thinking about, what you're doing, what you're feeling, what you're seeing, how you're acting, what you're behaving. Passion is what is happening at that present given moment of time. Passion is number one. First thing is passion. Then we have reason that grows into the passion. The reason of meaning. I'll get back to that in just a second. Hello? You're on the air.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
Hello? Hello, Kathy.
Yes, who's speaking?
Hi. I was just wondering if you'd pick up anything on me this afternoon.
Excuse me?
I was wondering if you could help me and pick up anything this afternoon.
Are you guys for some computer problems?
I'm sorry, pardon?
I better hear you.
I'm sorry, Kathy. I'm having a bad connection, I think.
Are you at your computer?
Yes.
Okay, maybe if you could go and sit in your favorite chair or something.
Okay.
That would be great. Would you like to give me a name to call you by?
Rich is fine.
Rich?
Yes.
That's Rich.
Yes.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, are you comfortable?
Pretty much so, yes.
Okay. Tell me something. Can you close your eyes and just breathe a few little breaths of just relaxation?
Okay.
If you were out, we're going to go out into the, up into the universe, up into the cosmic, the cosmos. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And just feel it. You can fly there, or you can take a shuttle there. Just feel it out there. Just be free.
Okay.
It's like the visit the star, the sun, a different planet. Or would you like to just see in the air, the light?
I enjoy the stars and the moon in the skies at night.
Aren't they beautiful?
They sure are.
What do you feel? Give me some feelings that you feel out there when you're visiting there.
Tranquility and serenity.
Uh-huh.
Free.
You can just keep telling me until you're through.
Pardon?
What does it look like? What do you feel when you're looking at it? Or are you the actual stars?
Mostly gazing at them and feeling how large is the sky or how big the universe is.
Can you pull your mouth away from the phone a little bit?
Sure.
Okay.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Sure, sorry.
Okay. Would you like to come down into a room that is filled with just white?
Okay.
And earth. It's filled with white. It can have windows in it. It can just be plain.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to work on that room in just a minute. And I want you to describe what you feel in that room.
Openness. Comfort.
What else do you feel?
Rest?
Huh?
Rest, kind of. Peace.
Peace?
Yes.
And what was the word before that? I got a lot of feedback here on the phone.
That's right. Like restful, relaxed feeling, Kathy?
That's great.
Okay,
would you like to paint the room, or would you like to put materials in it? Any color would do, cotton candles, but just the color.
Blue.
Okay. That's great. Or you can go outside of the room and see the color blue.
I'm sorry, Kath, could you repeat that, please?
You can have the color blue and paint the room blue, or you can decorate it blue or have fabrics in it blue, or you can go outside of the room and see the color blue.
It would be
the color blue.
Outside the room? Like blue?
But blue is everywhere. Or it can be a little bit, but I see that you've got blue everywhere. You love blue.
Right.
Now tell me what blue gives you the feelings of.
It's always been a color like with the sky and stuff and water that I both enjoy.
Feeling?
Yes.
What feeling do you get with that?
The sky and the water are blue, Kathy, and I enjoy them.
So you're quenched. I mean, you're never quenched. You're always fulfilled.
Yeah.
Both directions are what?
I guess I don't understand what you mean.
Okay, now let's go to an animal. Any animal totem will do. It can be from an insect all the way to a dinosaur, or even a. It can even be. It can be anything. It can be. Any reptile, it can be any creature that's ever been made.
Okay.
It's a dragon.
A pick one, you mean? Or?
any kind of animal or any that's in the room, or it can be outside the room. It can be in the ocean. It can be in the sky. Or you can pick a couple of different animals.
I enjoy wildlife. A bear.
Bear. Ooh, that's good. What type of bear?
We have
all bears.
Brown bear, black bear, grizzlies, polar bear. Pardon?
You're all the bears?
Yep, I just did.
And what are you doing with that bear?
Enjoying his company. I live in an area where they're pretty much around. To a certain degree. Pardon?
Say. You've got great answers.
Thank you.
Okay, let me tell you what I get so far, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're an easygoing person. Also, don't allow many people to know what you're feeling and thinking at times.
Uh-huh.
You have two different sides to you, inside yourself, of who you are. You have extreme ups and extreme depths of you. You are as high as the sky, and you're as deep as the ocean's blue.
Okay.
That's pretty much right?
Pretty much, I would think, yes.
You soar as high can be, but you can be as deep, and you have so much to express that you don't know where to express it.
Okay.
And also, your moods are that way as well.
Okay.
Don't allow others to see it because you go into the cave and keep it to yourself, except for certain few that know you in your realm.
Okay, Kathy.
That pretty much right?
Yeah, pretty much. I would say. I guess that's the way you pointed out that way.
Okay, and very at peace and restful and relaxed in your spiritual realm, and you're very comfort. You go to God with comfort and ease, and you're very, very content with who and what you are with knowing in the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to meditations and prayers and contentment, and really let go. When you really let go, you're free to you feel free, and you know how to get serenity, and you believe in yourself. There is part of you that expands into an unknown place that you love to go to. You're just for you, and only you, and you're a very self inside person, to where you know how you tick, you know what makes you tick. You're very intellectual, and you have this part of you that has inventions or ways and means about yourself that no one you feel would understand it.
Okay.
And there's the people around you love to enjoy your company. They love to be around you. But then there are times where you just want to be alone.
Right. I understand that. Mm-hmm.
And you never want for anything for yourself. It's others that you want for.
Uh-huh.
And when you also, the way that you get hurt is when others hurt. You don't mean to hurt others because that's not the way it goes. It's when you hurt worse when others hurt.
Okay.
In other words, your emotions and feelings are the type of feelings that rather hurt than have others be hurt.
Okay.
So how was that for you?
Pretty good, Kat. I appreciate it. Do you see any issues that are coming up or anything like that at all, by chance? That's in the future at all, or picking up on anything like that?
Focus right now on yourself and focus in on who you are and about you, and work on yourself. The issues that you're seeing are issues that can be resolved.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The manifestations of these issues that you're thinking about are manifesting stronger due to the fact of the anxiety that is being put upon you from another person.
Okay.
So you've got the power and control to keep that away from you.
Okay.
And your job is going to be just fine.
Okay, terrific.
Remember, you've got such an abundance inside yourself. Just come back to yourself all the time.
Okay, Kathy.
You're a great person, Rich.
Well,
I appreciate meeting you.
Thanks a lot for your time, and I enjoy your show, and have a great afternoon and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well.
Okay.
Thanks, well.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for the call. Okay, we were talking about passion being the first thing that comes into play, and then there is reason of meaning. And the reason of meaning is the meanings of anything that has to do with, let's say, the meaning of, okay, an example. What passion? Okay, the passion of what was happening just now, a caller called. And the reading. So the passion of explaining the reading. And the reason of meaning was the meaning behind the different words that I gave. And then there's purpose of choice. So whatever that caller does with the words that I gave and the explanation of the choices of the word, goes for the purpose. That's the purpose. And then you have the choice of free will. So that's the four different cycles. You have passion, reason of meaning, purpose of choice, and choice of free will. And then it goes back to passion. And that's the house of the body, of the mind, spirit, and soul. And that's what I wanted to talk about. That's what I learned. And another thing, I took a piece of paper and I wrote down my values and my morals that were inbred to me when I was brought up by people, places, and things. And I decided which ones the pros and cons of. And I looked at them from my parents, and I said, I like this one, I like this one, I like this one, but I want this one, and I want this one, and I want this one. And I made my own set of values and morals. I didn't keep all of them, and I made my values and morals, not the ones that were given to me. I made a me, myself and I person, not who I was made to be, but who I wanted to be and am. The me in me, because I'm uniquely packaged individually. See, when we're taught the word no and understand the word no, that's when we go into the forest. And we work the rest of our lives until we're self-actualized and aware and awakened and aware coming out of the forest. And while we're in the forest, we use the analogies of, let's say, the water, the waterfalls, the creek beds, which have the stones in them that make the different riverbeds and the waterfalls and the oceans. I use the rocks as the different lessons along the way. And I'm not going to carry them, I'm going to dump them. Or I'm going to put them around my garden of my heart to keep the weeds out. And those are the different people, places, and things along the way that have planted things inside my head. Because, you know, the truth inside me is my truth. Now, I'm sharing my truth with you all, but it's my truth. And then when you go to share my truth or speak the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, then a word or two will change here and there, and the tones and pitches of your voice will change, and it will become your truth, and it will alternate, and it will be your truth. And then it will speak a little bit different to the next person and the next person and the next. I studied with the Seneca Reservation grandmother, Twyla, and several times, and I've done sweat lodges as well. On my Yahoo 360 page, there's several photographs and different things as that. I'm Bright Lights Pathfinders Tassie, T-A-S-S-Y. BRIGHTLIGHTSTATHFINDRSTASSY. Bright Light Pathfinders Tassie at yahoo.com on my 360. And you can Google or Yahoo search Bright Lights Pathfinders and put in any word you'd like, prophet, spirit, any word, look, see, hear, pioneer, board, it doesn't matter what you put in there, because Yahoo has made up the concept when I told them that that's how I search my name, because if you just put in Bright Lights Pathfinder, it's going to put up the main menu, but then I have it in categories for the way I want it to be searched. Anyway, I have several, if you go to videos, I have several videos of teachings, and I have several readings on video, YouTube, and I use different ways, different videos anyway. So this is my second show. I'm just talking like I'm talking on a phone, and I just love BBS. And I was looking at them before I became one of their family members. Let me give you the numbers again. BBS is great. They've got so much on their web page. It is so full. It'll take you days to go through it. And the posts of the shows
Oh, my gosh. You should hear the people, the talent. Oh, I just get so hooked. I just turn it on and just go to sleep my BBS radio and do my housework or just have it on in the background because the shows are just the greatest shows. The talent is just so, I want to say unreal because, but I can't because unreal means it's not real. It's so real. It's real. Oh, it's just fantastic. It's www.bbs.com. I wanted to say that so bad. .com. Okay. The phone numbers are 877-876-5227. That's USA only. Toll free is 888-815-9756. That's USA and Canada. 530-876-3222. And another thing, I didn't get up my webpage to tell about what I do and who I am and my profile because I'm new at this. I didn't advertise. I didn't tell anybody about the shows yet. And so I don't know how many are listening. And I've just begun. I've only just begun. So watch out, world. Here I come on the radio. Anyway, that's a little bit about me. What a beautiful, beautiful way to start. And challenging memories. Anybody out there listening, call in if you would like. There's different ways to read. I won't just read that way. Another thing it's good to do is get a book and make a gratitude list. What you're grateful for today. Doesn't have to be much. Just write just one simple little stanza. You know, say I'm grateful for today and just write one little sentence. Like, all I want is all I need, and all I need is all I want, and all I want is something more. And then write down what the something more is. You know, I love to love and give back. In new beginnings, just think each inkling of every second is a new beginning. You don't have to work on what was just in your past moment. Not unless you want to realize that you want to fix that mistake. But always remember this, my friends, that I'm going to read it to you because it's so cool the way I wrote it. It is called, You Are the Author of Your Own Book of Life. You write each and every word, descriptive detail. Your experiences and circumstances of how you choose to feel the actions and reactions of yourself and others. All the things that happened, word for word in its truth, the book of life you can only is the only way you can write, it can be written. Because we cannot rewrite anything but the truth in our book of life we live. It is the truest form. No matter what, there's always at the end the period. When you feel no hope at the bottom of a page, there's always a new fresh page, a new chapter to start with and a sharpened pencil. And even a title, maybe called a clean slate. And that's the way I look at things. I can always turn the page, sharpen my pencil, and a clean slate if I didn't like the way something happened in my day. Because I'm the one that chooses the choices in my life. No one else. No one can control me, and no one can do anything about it. So, you know, a lot of people call in and want a reading of what's going to happen in their future, what's going to happen in their past, We got to get into our souls. We've got to get into who we are. Yeah, I can give you times and dates and people, places, things, all that stuff. But let me ask you something. What purpose is that going to suit? Don't you want to get to know who you are? Ask yourself that. And your calling, and make it possibly right so it's all positive. Ask yourself that. Don't you want to be in control so you can read your own self instead of relying on another person? That's what it's all about. If you're looking for yourself and you can't find yourself, always look in the last place, because all things you have lost, you are right where you put yourself. You're right where you left you. You just forgot to think for yourself for a little while. And everything you've ever dreamed always starts with a passionate thought. Thank you for everything, and thank you for being you. And remember, listen with your heart and not your mind, for your mind is man-made of people, places, and things along the way. Have a blessed and wonderful rest of the week and weekend.